Bestie, welcome back to your Orthodox Besties podcast.
We are your hosts, Miriam and Mary, and we're so glad you're here tuning in to candid conversations about your burning questions.
If you're new to the podcast, this is a hotline style show for youth and young adults, meaning you write in your questions and we discuss them here in a short, sweet, and significant dialogue.
Through our faith, experience, and knowledge, we hope to challenge your thoughts, encourage you to better understand yourself, and help you see the value you bring to this world as Christ intended.
Please remember that every situation is unique to its circumstances, and our answers are not meant to be prescriptive in any way. And with that in mind, let's dive into today's question. Hey, bestie. Happy New Year. We are officially in 2022. Who'd have thought you would say that out loud as a year that you existed?
Yeah. I'm still not over 2021. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I think a lot of us are not over 2021. It did come with a lot of challenges, but a lot of joys as well, I hope, for many.
Yeah, like this podcast.
Yes. One of the many joys that came from this year. And we just want to wish you guys a very happy New Year and hoping all the best for you and this year.
Yeah, we are so excited to jump into this year with a new question. So somebody actually submitted this question a couple of weeks ago, and we thought this would be a great one to save for this occasion. So thank you to whoever it was who submitted it. So we're going to jump right in. Any tips for people just getting into their 20s to make them the most memorable and beneficial years of life yet? What an awesome question.
Yes, definitely a great question. Now, when I think of that question, I always like to compartmentalize my life. I don't know if that's the right way of saying it, but I do. I always look at it in categories. I'm like spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, career, like whatever it is. I just like break it down and I'm like, how do I make the best out of all these areas in my life? Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. how I think about it when I think of that question.
Yeah. And you know, when I read this, I was trying to like think about my 20s, and like the best experiences that I had during those years were situations when I really went outside of my comfort zone, which I'm sure we're going to talk about at length here, because how else do you actually create important memories and how else do you grow as a person if you're not putting yourself in a place where you're going to be a little bit uncomfortable?
Of course. And like the way I think about it is like, if I'm thinking of all these areas, I need to challenge myself in all these areas in order to grow, in order to have new experiences, in order to make the best out of all these things. So spiritually, like, where am I at? How do I challenge that? Mentally, where am I at? How do I challenge that? How do I grow? How do I improve? That is the way I think about it, because that's the only way you're going to make great memories. Like getting out of your comfort zone, challenging yourself, trying new things, like, and again, in all different aspects of your life.
Okay. So let's try to make this a little bit more practical. And I know that that's hard to do when you're obviously, like, we're all so different and our interests are different. The areas we want to grow in are very different. But let's say, for example, you know, this year my focus was that I really want to grow spiritually, or I really want to grow in my relationship with God. What are some ways that I could maybe go outside of my comfort zone or challenge myself a little bit more that might really open my mind to new opportunities?
Okay, so like if it was me and mm-hmm. you're like, how do I do that? Mm-hmm. I would say, like, what is it that you're currently doing? So think of the things that you're currently doing. So if your current opportunities that you have that bring you closer to God, or that have that provide you that relationship with God, is attending church or doing services, what else can you do that's outside of that to maybe connect you with God? Could you possibly volunteer outside? Could you possibly do donations? Could you possibly start something, an initiative that like you're so passionate about and it doesn't exist out there? Like mm-hmm. that's a new challenge. That's something different. Mm-hmm. Just that's the way that I think about it. Like, because that again will make you feel more connected with Christ, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. And I, for me personally, like if I were sitting down and answering that question, like I would choose a question that I've had, you know, with respect to my faith. And I would say, you know what, this is the year I'm really going to explore this a little bit more. And not just by like Googling it. On the Incarnation, for example, it's like one of my favorite books. And one of the years that I was really trying to work on myself spiritually, I made a point to read that book actually with a really good friend of mine. And we did like this like mini book club. And it was one of the most beneficial spiritual experiences I have ever had, because it forced me to delve into something that I was really uncomfortable with. Because for those of you who have read the book, it is filled with a lot of depth and a lot of beauty, but it's a bit scary. It can be a little intimidating to go into something that you're not as familiar with. So, you know, spiritually, I would say push your boundaries as far as what you're comfortable with.
We have these questions for a reason. Or like if you're questioning like your spiritual life and you're like, maybe that's not great as it could be, there's a reason why you feel that way. So explore that. And like when you explore that and you're like, hey, maybe I should research this topic, or like, maybe I'm not as connected with the church, or I'm not as connected with my spiritual life because this question is really bothering me.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
exactly.
This question, like, I can't get past it. And because I can't get past it, I'm kind of withdrawing a bit as opposed to diving into it. So, yeah, of course, I always say, like, challenge those questions and look into those questions and dive deeper into all of it.
Yeah, and especially in your 20s, like when you think about all of the different ideas that get thrown at you during that time, whether it's through university or your friend groups or, you know, church, you know, different ideas that you're like, I've never thought about it this way. Or maybe something that you have always felt really comfortable with is starting to become challenged. And I think it's easy to step away from challenges like that when they intimidate us. And so I would say, you know, if you're looking to really make this next year especially beneficial spiritually, dig deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's always what we say, isn't it? That's like our slogan for this podcast.
Yeah, maybe we should change the name of this thing.
But yeah, of course. And I could say, and I think you can relate, like in my 20s was the year that I really dug deep into like my spiritual life, was the years that I like actually asked those like hard questions and I looked in the mirror and I'm like, I need to figure this out because it's like really bothering me. And like that is what I did in my 20s, because it helped me grow and it like got me to where I am now. So yeah,
and with lots of room to continue growing, I think we're always going to be in that boat. And you know, when I think about that, you know, my personally, like my quest to answer those questions actually connected me to some of the people who I am the closest to now. Because you really find that when you're pursuing things that you're drawn to, it also connects you with like-minded people, which is another incredibly important way to make these next few years memorable. Because this is where you'll really build connections with people who you share genuine interests with. Not just, you know, it's great to have childhood friends and all that stuff, don't get me wrong, but now is the time where you're really kind of building your personality and you're shaping your views and your thoughts. So put yourself in a situation to be around people who might be interested in the same things.
Of course. Yeah, I agree 100%. And then if you like look at the other areas, so like physically, mentally, emotionally, it's similar. Like figure out what's blocking you from that growth, or figure out what's blocking you from feeling better in those areas and dive deeper into that. So physically, like if you're like, man, I really gotta like fix this, be more physical, take more walks, go on hikes, whatever it is, find things that you enjoy that make you more physically challenged. Like I'm not the type to run on a treadmill. That is not something that brings me joy, nor will I ever be caught running on a treadmill. That's just not gonna happen.
Right.
But if you want me to be on a bike, I could do that. So yeah. I took up biking for a while. Or if you want me to go on a hike in nature, 100%, I'll go for hours. Like I found things that I enjoyed that brought me closer to the goals, or closer to that like joy in physical aspect. Yeah, right.
I love that. And I think even just challenging your own physical limitations in some ways, like for example, you know, let's say you have a fear of heights, so rock climbing for instance is something you would never consider trying. Like there's no way. Maybe trying to take this year, like this reset, as an opportunity to challenge yourself there and be like, you know what, I'm gonna do something that actually scares me. Because the amount of accomplishment you feel when you've overcome a fear like that, there's nothing better than that feeling where you're like, wow, like I can't believe I just did that.
I can do anything now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like jumping off a waterfall.
Yeah.
Like that. That was an interesting experience, but that was definitely a fear of mine and I did it. And like
Yeah, I still can't believe you did that. You're absolutely insane. I'm definitely not going to be following in those footsteps, but I admire
But
you.
Again, challenging yourself and getting out of your comfort zone is really the only way that you're going to make the best out of your 20s or the best out of this year. If we stay at a plateau, or if you stay at a plateau consistently, you're going to find that there's no enjoyment in that. And there's no joy in that. And feeling like it's a standstill, like that's not what you want in your 20s. You want to feel like you're constantly growing, you're constantly evolving, you're constantly changing for the better, of course, right? So challenge yourself, get out of that comfort zone, like do whatever is necessary to bring you joy. Like I always say, search for your joy, do what brings you joy, find that joy. And I think that comes with challenge.
Absolutely. And I think in that process of challenging yourself, you're going to find like-minded people who will also be contributing to making these next few years of your life memorable and beneficial. And I would also say it's such a good opportunity to really take a look around and maybe evaluate, you know, what kinds of relationships you have in your life, you know, your friends and all the people that are around you. And are they helping you to make those good decisions? Are they holding you back? Are they the ones who are kind of keeping you where you are when you're really ready to move forward? And that's, I think, another really important thing to consider when you're trying to make the best out of your time.
Something I've been seeing a lot is people saying, especially on like Instagram and social media, I'm leaving all the negative vibes behind in 2021. And as silly as that might sound as like a slogan, right? But like as silly as that might sound, I actually genuinely believe it. Like negative people, negative energy, negative like situations, like you got to let them go, unfortunately. But, like I know. But like I really do think sometimes you got to let it go. Like let those people go. It's okay. They're going to be fine. If they're not, if you leave a situation feeling negative because of these people around you, it's not for you.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I'm all about cutting out like negative vibes and all that stuff. But this whole idea, okay, I'm not a New Year's person. I don't see January 1st as the indication of, okay, now I must reevaluate my whole life and I must set these very specific goals and I must accomplish them by December 31st. I do not believe in that at all.
I agree with you.
I don't care like what day you're listening to this. That's the day that you can start reevaluating things and making positive changes in your life. Like every day is just a lead up to the next. But what I don't really love about that idea of, you know, just 2021, I'm leaving all the negativity behind. No, like I hate to break it to you, but 2022 is going to have negativity as well. And that is just how life goes. There's going to be ups and downs.
Of course, but it's up to you to react to those, right? So yes, there will be still negative people around you. There will be still like negative vibes around you or negative energy or whatever it is that will still be around you, but you can choose to react differently. You could choose to eliminate that. You could choose to reduce that, right? So I'm not saying just like toss everything aside and like forget negativity where you don't have it anymore. Of course not. Like negativity occurs all the time. But I am saying you can make the choice actively to reduce that around you, especially if it's people, especially if it's a energy that you're getting from people. Like just if you need to let that go so that you can grow and be better and stronger and do that.
So on that note, I think what we're saying is cut out the bad, focus on the good, challenge yourself, do things that scare you, and make sure that you are constantly moving forward.
Thanks again for tuning in today.
Just a reminder that if anything we've said resonated with you, be sure to take a moment to reflect and pray. If you need more guidance or support, please seek out a trusted friend, family member, mentor, or mental health professional.
None of the views expressed during this recording are the official stance of the Orthodox Church.
And on that note, we're your hosts, Miriam and Mary, and it was so great catching up with you today.
Till next time, love you, bestie.